Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
Today we'll be talking to a man who was once a game tester, or as we call it in the biz, quality assurance, or QA for short.
Are you ready?
All right, let's get straight to this interview. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Ona.
Okay, my name is Ona Jones. I'm currently a verification engineer at Novatime Technology. I used to work in the gaming industry for a number of years. Right now, I'm just pursuing and kind of wrapping up my electrical engineering at this point to take myself much further in a much different direction.
So, Ona, how did you get into the gaming industry?
So, when I initially joined that field, it was actually because I was pursuing a degree in digital animation. So, I actually got into the gaming industry as a byproduct of my interest in that, because I was interested in pursuing that at the time. Actually, after I completed my degree, I started looking for whatever opportunities were open to me. Didn't quite have my portfolio and my demo reel ready, so just found some openings. So I had been with the Activision Visioneers program. I've worked for THQ, been with a few indie developers doing various things from animation rigging. Over time, I kind of found that I had a niche just for really just kind of picking things apart. So I kept falling a developing skill back into the quality assurance or verification system of analysis.
Some people have a misconception exactly what quality assurance is or game testing. Could you give us more information on that?
Okay. I would say the first thing to really recognize is, like any position, there are actually multiple levels of quality assurance. Generally speaking, in my opinion, when someone's saying game tester, you're kind of talking about the grunts who really don't get a lot of respect for what they do, or kind of maybe look down on either in their industry because they work at a big publisher and they just kind of see them as seasonal employees that come and go. From my experience, I found that working at large publishers, you tend to be a gear that gets about as small as it can possibly get in the machine.
What type of things do you get to deal with when you're a game tester? I mean, do I get to play video games all day?
It's not really just playing video games all day long. Sure, I'd say a lot of entry-level positions kind of bring that to you. Other times, you really are doing a function. You need to have these lists, and essentially you need to identify how do all these different pieces combine together, what do you need to do to verify them, what would be considered your pass or fail or your certification points, and really how could you get this product or this piece or whatever you're working on at that moment, how could you get it in a polished state as much as you can and out there for a released product. I know in the time that I was working there, when I was working at THQ, some of the staff that was adjacent to me had the unfortunate joy of working on a new Scooby-Doo game. And so some of the things you might be able to look forward to is some horrible initial bugs that haven't quite been addressed yet. This one particular bug I thought was highly amusing, not if I was sitting in front of the screen and had to work on it, is that the game would just constantly loop a soundbite over and over and over again, probably for about the whole 8-9 hours you're going to be putting in, however longer. And you couldn't turn off the sound because you also had to verify the other sound effects. So you had to listen to this constant looping, annoying soundbite that really just kind of dug down into the back of your skull and sat there. So that's kind of the joy and the horror you get to look forward to.
Let me guess, the sound was Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
That it was.
So what type of skill set are we looking at here?
Okay, so as far as skill sets are concerned, I'd certainly say just the ability to play video games, while important, is probably the least important of all the things you can do. Really comes down to your analytical side. You need to identify these conditions because, you know, you'll be testing levels. So you need to think not just outside the box, but also inside the box as far as how do all these things fit together? What can you do essentially to break them apart? Generally speaking, there's going to be kind of two methodologies in testing. You've got what's called the happy path or the critical path. This is essentially if you pick up object A and you run through this mission in this linear order and you get to point B and you turn it in, if you've done all these things in order, odds are it works and the level can kind of get that initial level of approval that what's done initially is ready to go. The next stage is, and really this is where you're going to spend most of your time, is what happens if you do something differently? What if you get all the way to the end and then take that same object and run it all the way back to the beginning? That's actually a very common problem that people find in software, is if you get all the way to the end of a level, and so you need to start working through all these different combinations, you need to do all these things that weren't planned for, and you're really looking to tear the system down in ways that people just weren't expecting. And there can be some pretty horrible things at surface. I know some of the games that I'd worked on in the past, that was a prime example. You took a key to the end of the level, you're about to turn in and unlock, and you turn around, run back to the beginning of the level, the key disappears, it doesn't respond. You try going back to the end, there's no key, you can't log out, and essentially your save game becomes useless because you can't move forward, you can't move backward, you're stuck. Other skill sets that obviously come into play, if you have a background in programming, you can understand the logic behind what they're doing, or 3D animation or anything else, you might be to recognize some of the nuances that are in the game that need to be corrected.
If there's any advice you can give my listening audience, what would it be?
I'd say my best advice, first figure out what you'd like to do in the video game industry. You know, it's real easy to get a hold of these people that are in the industry at various levels and kind of ask them, you know, what are you doing? How did you get there? What would you recommend for me to do? And just build up this knowledge base for yourself. Just take your time. Figure out what it is you like about the gaming industry. Talk to the people in it. See if they'll spare a moment for you to kind of walk you through exposing you to what it is that they do day to day. Don't ever think that you need to take a lower position to get to a higher position unless, you know, it really is kind of a progress to that position that you want. So build up your skill set. Find out what you like to do. If you need to, get your demo reel ready. Just have everything in order so when you finally do present yourself, you're presenting yourself for what you want to do, and you're not really looking for that kind of stepping stone in another area to get started.
Well, thank you, Ona Jones. My listeners really appreciate all the information you've given me, and I appreciate the time you've taken with me.
Glad to be here, and hope you guys can find what you like about the gaming industry and go for it.
This has been another interview with Thumbstick Nation, and next episode, we'll be learning the truth about Sarah Kerrigan.